Want to know about the latest trends and gossip? It's all on Tea Life.
Yo, nice show on TFM here. Hey, it's TB here. Okay, this recipe is to make the sushi shrimp rolls. So you can pre-made shrimp paste from the market. You can get it from that. Or you can make it your own shrimp paste recipe if you have one. Now, first, you're going to get a seaweed sheet and then spread the shrimp paste onto the seaweed like how you would spread sushi rice onto the seaweed first. Like, that's the first step in making sushi, right? But it's just, instead of using rice, you use the shrimp paste. And then you can add crab stick in the middle, roll them up. Now, this is a simple recipe, but you can also add scrambled eggs if you wanted to, the cooked ones, of course. Then after rolling the seaweed, cut them into sushi-sized slices and pan-fry them until both sides are crispy golden brown. A simple, delicious shrimp paste sushi rolls is ready for you, perfect for a no-carbs kind of day. This is a recipe that I would love, I think. But the shrimp paste, I feel like I'm going to make it at home so that I don't put too much flour, you know, just to reduce even more carbs. Yeah, on TFM.
Get all your tea right here on Tea Life.
Hey, nice show on CFM here. Bonjour, it's me, TP here. Now, let's make some cucumber potato rolls. This is also another rolls, okay. First, steam or cook 2 potatoes and 1 carrot until they're softened. And then add them into a bowl. And before you mash them up, please add 2 hard-boiled eggs. This is very important. So you kind of like make a simple potato salad recipe, okay. After you mash it all up, set them aside. Next, take a few cucumbers and slice them into long, thin slices. So instead of slicing vertically them into tiny round shapes, you want to slice them horizontally so you have the longer slices, and then lay the cucumbers on top of one another to create like a piece of cucumber sheet. Like, instead of seaweed sheet, you have cucumber sheets. Then spread your mashed up ingredients, roll the cucumbers up, and finally cut them into sushi slices. Your cucumber rolls cucumber potato rolls are done. It's something like potato salad, but you know, like a different and innovative way to make it. You can serve this cold or normal temperature. Either way, it's gonna be delicious. Yes.
This is life, only on Tea Life.
Hey, what's up? Tea Life on the Night Show, right here on CFM. It's me, TP, here. Now, I don't know about you, but one of my favorite Japanese foods or delicacies is tamago. Firstly, you're gonna get 2 eggs and separate the egg yolks and egg whites. This is a recipe for our version of tamago, okay? Now, for egg whites, beat them slightly and add in lettuce. Yes, lettuce, you better give it a chop. You don't put in a whole piece. Chop it into tiny pieces so that it's easier to be cooked, and then give it a good mix. Next, pour the egg white lettuce mixture onto a heated pan and cook them until they are totally cooked. The white is cooked, and then roll them out like a tamago. And now you're gonna slowly pour in the beaten egg yolk so that you can make layers of tamago. So this one is the egg yolk you pour in slowly, you know, like you make one layer, then you roll them up, then you make another layer, then you roll them up, and your final product is a healthy tamago lettuce. You can dip it into your tomato sauce or mayo sauce, or you know what, just eat it as it is. Maybe season some black pepper and salt. This can be your easy breakfast or a quick snack, and it's healthy as well. TFM.